Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Crimson Cafe. Let me show you to your seat. KGZMRadio.com.
A Rita Sue Wheel production.
What's up, everybody? Good afternoon, good evening, what's going on? And welcome again to the Rita Sue Wheel Show, a.k.a. Rita's Crimson Cafe, right here on KGZMRadio.com. Woo! I have two of my favorite co-hosts here with me, my granddaughter, Jazzy. Jazzy, say hello, everybody. And my grandson, TJ. TJ, say hello, everybody.
Hi.
Okay, that's right. So listen, now we know what the headline is on today, on the past couple of weeks. The headline is all about the coronavirus. We're going to talk a little bit about that, okay? We're going to talk about learning the truth about it, okay? Know what it is, know what it is not, okay? Listen, you saw my tagline. It says, keep calm and watch. That's what you got to do. Just keep calm. Everybody need to be calm, calm down. It's a virus, and yes, some people have died from it, unfortunately, but that does not mean that everybody should be panicking, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we got to get started off right. We got to kick things off right. And once again, welcome. If you're just tuning in, this is Rita's Crimson Cafe right here on KGCMRadio.com. And this is where we talk about things young people really want to talk about. We take time to discuss their issues. We take time to read their letters on the show and give our opinion. And, of course, we take time to feature and recognize one of our wonderful young people. So, and we have a young lady who we're going to recognize today, and I'm going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. But, you know, folks, we've got to kick things off right. We've got to get started right. So we're going to bow our heads and close our eyes, bow and close. That's right. Thank you, Lord, for this another opportunity. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And before we go another further, you know, I got to say good morning, good afternoon to my mother, Miss Edna Pemberton. What's up, Miss P? Yep, that's her in the background making all that noise. That's what she done. And we just love how she supports her children. All of us, you know, me and my sisters, we all are on, you know, have different endeavors that we're journeying on. And we appreciate our mom and dad for all of their support. My dad, may he rest in peace. And then my mama, who is still with us. And I'll tell you, she's our biggest cheerleader. So I want to, you know, give recognition for that. Also, I want to thank all of those who have been listening. You know, as I told you last week, you put me over 1,000 listeners, so thank you very much for that. I appreciate that. Woo, woo, that's wonderful news. Thank you for that. Also, I want to say, I want to give a shout-out to Miss Raven Turner. Raven Turner, you guys, if you don't know who Raven Turner is, I want you to go online and look up Raven Turner. She's on Facebook, Instagram, okay? I'm all on social media, but her name is Raven Turner. Look her up, Google her and everything. She just came out with her second book. She's a young lady who I've known since she was a little girl, like in elementary school. And I'm telling you, all these kids are just growing up, so just growing up and doing their thing. And she just released her second book, and she's having her book signing tomorrow at Zion Baptist Church. So congratulations to you, Raven. Yep. She still calls me Aunt Rita, so good. Congratulations, niece. I love you, and I know your book is going to do well, okay? And I know your mama got to be proud. Raydell, I know you're proud of your daughter, and you too, Reverend Turner. Also, your big sister, Danielle, I know your big sister is proud of you too, and your brother, Carlos. Y'all, excuse me, we're over here in the tea room drinking our tea and eating our little cookies over here, me and my grandchildren.
mm-hmm.
You gonna give her cookies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, TJ's gonna take care of
of giving Pema her cookies. Here, put it on the napkin. There we go. Yay. All right. So now, before we get on to talking about the coronavirus and everything, there are a couple of things, a couple of other announcements I want to make regarding the Rita Sue Will Productions. We have some things coming up, and yes, we do have still have some things coming up, some events coming up. Now, we do recognize and we are paying attention to what's going on socially. We're not completely oblivious and blind to what's going on. So we are following the recommendations of the CDC, okay, the Center for Disease Control. So we are still having our event. They're asking that you have an event that doesn't include more than 250 people. And it just so happens, when I tell you God knows what he's doing, when we do our play in July, the facility holds exactly 250 people. So, you know, it's all good. It's all good. And, you know, prayerfully by then, this would have died down and run its course and everything. But, you know, God's will is going to be done regardless. I have four books currently on Amazon. So if you would like, you can go to Amazon.com or Kindle. And on Amazon, the paperback of all of the books are $10 each. And then on Kindle, you can get them for $3.99. So the first book is called Those Christians Over There, and that is a book that I wrote. That's a stage play that I wrote. And we were able to produce that one and get that one performed a couple of years ago at the African American Museum in Dallas. I want to thank you guys for the staff over there for helping me out with that. And then so I put it in a book form because someone did ask me, hey, can I do that in my church? And I'm like, okay, you know, sure. So I put it in the form of a book. You can purchase that book. That was the first book. The second book is called Blake. So Blake is a book that I wrote a TV series called Radiant, and we put that on film as well. It's not on a network as of yet, but, hey, you know, we're still shopping it out there. But while we're doing that, I decided to put that into a book series as well, into a book series. So each book will be named after one of the main characters of the show Radiant. And the first book of that is called Blake. So that book is also available on Amazon for $10. It's a paperback. And on Kindle, it's $3.99. Now, the third book is a book that I wrote when I did one of my shows. We were talking about anger and holding grudges and things like that. And so I gave out five steps for releasing your grudge. So I actually put that in the book. So that's the name of a third book, Releasing Your Grudge in Five Simple Steps. Now, I said simple steps. I did not say easy steps. I said simple. So, it's five simple steps. Yes, there is sugar. I can't give you too much sugar because that's not good for you.
No, I can't say,
but that's okay. All right, so the third book is called Releasing Your Grudge in Five Simple Steps. Now, someone saw the book, and they asked me if I would teach it in their workshop as one of the classes, and of course I will. So because someone asked me to do that, then I went ahead and created a workbook to go along with that textbook, Releasing Your Grudge in Five Simple Steps, the workbook, all right? So all those books, as I said before, are available on Amazon, paperback, for $10, and also on Kindle for $3.99. So thank you, everybody, for supporting me, those who've already been supportive. My entire family, my church family, thank you guys. I love you very much.
And Andre Butler.
Yes. Thank you to everybody for being supportive and for purchasing those books, and for enjoying the book. I got a couple of people already asking me, when is the next book coming out? So the next book from the radio series is called Linda. So Linda will be, Linda is on the way, y'all. Linda is on her way, honey. She's on her way. So she is the next book in the Radiant series, and that's going to be book number 6. Now let's deal with the coronavirus, okay? some things that we need to go, some rumors that we need to go ahead and set straight. All right, first of all, now, unfortunately, there have been a lot of people who passed away from this disease, from this virus, okay? And, there, you know, we do have testing in the U.S. going on, and I heard today that the president has finally got himself tested. He's waiting on the results. And so if you, I'm probably just going to reiterate everything that you've been hearing already of what you should be doing, the things that we really should be doing. Because some of the things that I see us doing, we really don't have to do, and it's not even necessary. For example, the surgical mask. Wearing the surgical mask in public will not prevent you from getting the coronavirus. It will not prevent you from getting the coronavirus. Okay? What the surgical mask will do is prevent you from spreading it if you have it. It will help prevent you from spreading it if you have it. So let's say if you do have it, if the doctor says you have it, and you have to go get some medication or whatever the case may be, and you're finding yourself in public, yes, you should wear a mask. And you should say, you should try to stay away from people as much as you possibly can. That's one thing. Surgical mask. It does not prevent you from getting the coronavirus. What it does is it helps to prevent you from spreading it if you have it. All right? Also, because I saw some surgical masks online. They're selling them online for these high prices, and the people are buying them. Y'all, come on. It's not even necessary. Now, number two, hand sanitizer versus washing your hands. Anytime you can, you should wash your hands, okay? Before you eat, wash your hands. Before you prepare any food, wash your hands. When you go use the restroom, wash your hands. If you cough or sneeze, do it in your sleeve, not in your hand. But then again, wash your hands afterwards. And then if you don't have access to washing your hands right then and there, then absolutely use some hand sanitizer, okay? Now, y'all, you don't have to buy up all the hand sanitizer, okay, in order to prevent yourself from trying to get the coronavirus. What you have to do is keep washing your hands throughout the day. And, you know, when you wash your hands, you can sing either the ABC song or the Happy Birthday song. That's about how long you should be washing your hands when you wash your hands, all right? So that's I wanted to go ahead and dispel that right away. So, no, you don't have to buy up all the toilet paper. I don't know why that came into play with everybody buying up all the toilet paper. I don't understand that. That's ridiculous. Like, yeah, get you some toilet paper, but why are you buying it all up? Like, that is ridiculous. Now, I will say this. I understand that most school districts have extended spring break. So, yeah, you do have to make up for that. You do have to, you know, get some stuff and supplies and food and stuff for the children who will be home, who will be out of school for the next 2 or 3 or 4 weeks. That part I understand. But, like, buying all of it, like, seriously, come on, guys. We got to do a little bit better than that, all right? And then someone said the end of the world and the apocalypse and all that. Let me tell you something. The Lord, this is for those of you who believe in what the Word of God says. Now, if you believe what the Word of God says, this doesn't apply to you because it's not going to make sense to you anyway. So the Bible already tells us that no man knows the day nor the time. You're not going to get it. You're not going to get a warning signal like that, like 5, 4, 3, 2, you're not going to get a countdown like that. Right. And the Bible even tells you that when they say peace, then shall the end come. So it's going to be really peaceful, and everybody's not going to be paying attention. Then the end will come. And then when Jesus comes, he's going to come like a thief in the night to take his people away. So for those of us who have accepted the gift of salvation, those are the ones who will go to heaven, who will be caught up in the rapture. So we have to go ahead and dispel those. Now, let's talk about gatherings, okay? So most places have already said, most counties and cities and states have already, you know, put an ordinance out that they would like us to have, like all, well, at least here where I am, I'm in Dallas, Texas, So all city and county hosted events that will have attendance of 500 people or more have been canceled. Okay, they have all been canceled. You guys heard about the, what's that, South by Southwest has been canceled. You know, and so mostly events like that. And then the other thing is that they're asking for those individuals who are having events that you not have more than 250 people at one time in one place, which is understandable because you don't, you know, you don't want to be, you don't want to contribute to the community spread of the coronavirus, okay? So we do have to be careful of that. Unfortunately, not everybody is washing their hands like they're telling us to, all right? And then my question is this. For those of y'all, for those of you who've been buying up all the soap and hand sanitizer so you can wash your hands, what have you been doing before the coronavirus? Have you not been washing your hands anyway? I mean, ew. Like, you should, that's something you should be doing anyway. But, you know, I will say, since the coronavirus, some of y'all been smelling much better since the coronavirus came out. Y'all taking baths and showers now, praise the Lord. All right, but that's just something that we had. I wanted to get out there. Now I'm gonna go over to the other side. And like I said, we're in the tea room right now with our little cookies and our tea. But we're gonna go over there where the real food is. You know, we got some potatoes and some salad and some meatballs and some beautiful drinks that my daughter-in-law Tamara made for us. Thank you, Tamara. We appreciate it. Sorry, y'all. I took a sip of my tea. So, you have a little bit of a dead air. My co-host is not here today. His name is Demarcus. He had to work today. So, we're going to have so we had just a little bit of dead air. But we're coming over here to the other side of the room where we have this beautiful salad and some meatballs and potatoes. And so, someone needs to fix Miss P a plate, fix my mama a plate. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this coronavirus, and I want to know what you guys have heard about the virus. Okay, so we can let you know what's real and what's not real. Okay, we have to dispel some of these rumors because first of all, it don't make sense, and if it doesn't make sense, you should know it better anyway. If it does not make sense, you should know better than to just be following anything. Okay, and some people panic so very easily. You guys, okay, now I'm going to say this because this is a Christian talk show, and I can say that. This is my show, so I can say what I want. Listen, every time something comes up, we go straight to panic mode. And we shouldn't be doing that by now, especially those of us who are Christians. Now, I'm not saying be oblivious to the facts, and I'm not saying ignore the warnings and all that kind of stuff. What I'm saying is panicking. That is not us, okay? We should not be panicking over stuff like that. We just should not be, okay? So anyway, let me just say this now. I'm going to ask some. This is a family show today. It's just my family here today, and I love them. When my family is here for the show, because you know we could just talk. We could just talk one on one. You know, we could just talk real and stuff like that. And so I want to ask my daughter-in-law, Tamara, the one who made these beautiful drinks. I wish I could see the drinks, but nobody's going live today, but that's okay. It's all good. I want to ask my daughter-in-law, what have you heard about the coronavirus, Tamara? What have you heard about the coronavirus?
What did you see today?
What have you heard about it? Anything? Not really? Bryce, what have you heard about the coronavirus? My oldest son, Bryce, is here. Chef Mike Dubb. What have you heard about the coronavirus? Continue.
From what I heard, these people are saying it's similar to like a miniature apocalyptic situation. Because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's living it like it's one of those movies where, you know, one person has a virus, or they do something to catch some sort of sickness that doesn't have a cure, and they spread it along the population local to them, and then it just spreads from local, you know, from city to city. And, you know what I'm saying, it is kind of frightening to find out that this particular virus, one, it, they haven't found a cure for it, and two, it does get worse and apparently ends up being fatal if not taken care of properly and aggressively. So it is kind of frightening at times, but I do feel like if we do the research required to find the kids, then I feel like everything will go back to the way things were. Actually, but that's what I've heard about the virus. It's kind of like a miniature amateur apocalyptic event.
All right, BJ, what have you heard about the coronavirus?
That the war rose up. They said, what was happening over there at I forgot the names, but
yeah, it was like before the war.
Like, it was before the New Year thing of, but yeah.
So that's what you heard about. So, just to let you know, and Bryce and BJ and Tamir said we need to move to Africa. Because if you notice, now I'm just going to say this. Now I'm no doctor, and I have not done extensive research. Let me say that again. This is my disclaimer. I am not a doctor, and I have not done extensive research. But one thing I can say, I haven't heard much about the coronavirus attack in Africa. We've been hearing it all around the world. People are dying. Like, so many thousands of people have died with the coronavirus, but you haven't heard much about it in Africa or Mexico. I ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying. I'm not saying black people can't get it. I'm just saying I haven't heard a whole lot about anybody in Africa getting it. I take that back. After I noticed that, I looked it up online to see if it has spread to Africa, and they have confirmed one case of the coronavirus in Egypt. That's in Africa, but that is a German traveler. That's a German traveler. So I'm just saying that, you know, it's just kind of, hey, that's kind of interesting to me. That's just interesting. I haven't heard any about it, you know, spreading throughout Africa. So I just want to say this. Look, and now, especially God's people, let me just say this, because I'm going to end this. I'm not going to harp on it. I'll end it like this. Let's listen to what. Let's follow the advice of the Centers for Disease Control, right? Wash your hands on a regular basis. If you sneeze or cough, sneeze into your sleeve. Same thing with if you cough. And then, make sure you wash your hands. When you're out in public, you know, they said be careful of social distancing. So what they're saying by social distancing, you know, don't shake hands with everybody. And then try not to be in a crowd of more than 250 people. Now, so, and then besides that, God's people, let's continue to pray. You know, the Bible says, you know, the Old Testament is still relevant, so is the New Testament. But, you know, we're taught, we have been taught, and since we were kids, that if God's people who are called by his name will humble themselves and will pray and seek his face and turn from their wicked ways, turn from our wicked ways. We try to make the world turn from their wicked ways, but God was like, if my people turn from their wicked ways, then will he hear from heaven? He will forgive our sins and heal the land. God said he'll heal the land if God's people will turn from their wicked ways and do all those things. So let's go back to basics, God's people. Let's do what we're supposed to be doing. Number one, humble yourself. Number two, pray. Number three, seek God's face. Number four, turn from our wicked ways. We do those four things, and God has never, ever, ever broken a promise. He said he will forgive our sins and heal the land. Okay? Anybody want to know how to heal the land? That's how you do it. Follow the word of God. Everything is in the word of God. The Bible says there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. So let's follow God's word, follow his instructions, and then watch and see how God heals the land, all right?
For those of you who are members of smaller churches, are you going to church tomorrow? All right, see y'all at church tomorrow. Those of you who are members of large churches, and if your pastor has said, hey, watch us online, watch it online, okay? Listen, don't forget to send y'all tithes in. Go and send your tithes. Send your tithes in your office, okay? Everybody know how to use, what you call that? Cash App and Zelle. And I'm sure especially the large churches, I'm sure they have a way of you paying your tithes online, okay? So let's do that. Now, y'all, that's it. That's the end of my show. I got to get up out of here. I will see y'all next week. Same station, same place. And I want to thank everybody, my entire family. I just love my family. And I want to thank y'all for sharing this time with me. Jazzy, TJ, Tamara, BJ, Chef, and Uncle Danny's in his room. He's a little tired right now, so we're going to let him rest. And, of course, the queen of it all, Edna Bell, Miss P. All right, and thank you to all my family who listens online. I will see y'all next week. And for those of you who are at Zion, Pastor Griggs, First Lady, I'll see y'all tomorrow. Love you, and y'all take care. See you right here next week, right here on KGCMRadio.com. Come on, can you? Yeah.